Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about some of the challenges of the Eugene Urban Growth Boundary.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the urban growth boundaries. That is a band around each municipality in the state of Oregon as required by state law that we define the space that is within the boundaries for growth for that municipality. So it's not the lines that show the boundaries of the city itself, but it says we will support the infrastructure and we will zone it according to a single family, in my case, residential type space within the boundaries of the urban growth area.
And in each instance, industrial will be granted a portion of the area either inside or over on one corner of the urban growth boundary so as to not interfere with the residential or commercial portions. So each part will be considered, but the real issue is there is a corral and all the ponies have to stay in the corral. If you're planning on doing any development, it will occur within the corral.
Now, working on the side of residential development more recently myself and looking at available land as it's been defined by the urban growth boundaries, we're in a bit of trouble because we need to find land that we can build affordable housing on. That's something that you wouldn't have to spend a lot of money taking off something brownfielding, that is clearing the land and rebuilding, and that's very expensive. It can't be land that's got challenging topography, these hills with the clay soil and the natural springs, the dynamics of the South Hills. That's not going to be working for anyone if they want to build for under $500,000. And then going vertical is another alternative. But as you shared in the previous program, that's very expensive.
It's very expensive. Going down, typically for parking structures, will easily double to even triple the cost of the land. Whatever you paid for the land, now you can dig a hole in the land and create a structure that would park cars or store things. All of a sudden, your cost of land, the cost of the site itself, goes way up. But then again, you got to park them someplace.
Well, that's the point. I think the point here is that there's a housing spectrum from all the needs and all the people in our community. And we've got some gaps in that spectrum for housing. And some of it served as tenants for access to housing as a tenant. Some are starter homes, and some are people that are just trying to downsize. We've got to look at all the markets there.
Exactly. And if you don't, you end up with shortages that all of a sudden governments try to legislate into place. That's a tough situation.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.